broadcasting to you from the other side, by which I mean the other side of Sheffield. This is Two Men and a Ghost.
Okay, it's podcast number 3, and we're in Meadowhall Shopping Centre on a Friday night. We're in the hardback book section of Smith's for a very good reason. Mike, what's the reason we're here?
Well, the reason we're here is we're celebrating that we're in issue number 4 of Haunted Magazine. It's our first major feature with them, so I'm really thrilled about it.
We're going to be in every issue from now on. And Haunted Magazine's been going for a trial period, but now it's gone nationwide. And yesterday was its launch, really, its national launch. And it's going to be in Smith's all over the country. And we're going to have a regular 4-page feature, aren't we?
Absolutely. I was so thrilled with the result. I was so happy. I mean, sometimes you always get panicky at a time like this, thinking, how's it going to look? How's it all going to come out?
Yeah.
And my expectations weren't beyond it. It was so fantastic.
So now we're a blog, we're a YouTube channel, we're a podcast, and we're a regular article in a magazine, in a national magazine.
It doesn't get better. Well, it could get better if we found something.
I'd love us to be a crisp packet, a chocolate bar, a perfume range.
I'd like to be candy floss. Fine. Do you know, it's totally thrown me straight off.
Shall we go to the magazines?
I think it's a good idea. Yeah, shall we explain the magazines we're looking
magazines,
for? The paranormal ones, not the magazines that are normally found on top shelf of
right, classic comics
shops.
And
that's right. Stuff like Evangelical Times,
Doctor Who Monthly,
Doctor Who, or Frogman Weekly.
Frogman Weekly.
It's just up here.
Is it here, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting because I don't have a copy of this. It came out yesterday, and I wasn't let out of the house yesterday, but today I am.
because,
for an hour.
Because, no, it should be around here. If it's
is it should
be
so, right, there's an astronomy magazine.
Because the reason you won't let out is because you'd accuse people of being, you want them to become camouflage.
Well, True Detective, Inside Jeffrey's Kitchen Mortuary. Is that Jeffrey from Rainbow? No, that's spelt differently, isn't it?
Mind you, though, I wouldn't complain if it was somebody like Zippy.
Zippy, yeah. Wow. Oh, gosh, you imagine all the Rainbow characters buried under a kitchen floorboard.
I'll think about that. It brings joy to my feelings.
Oh, this is good. 20 blood-chilling murder cases. Time Out for London. That's brilliant, because we're in Sheffield. Hobbies?
They've got, actually, seriously, that one there, die-cast collector.
Yeah?
Very good if you happen to wake up one morning and you discovered your die-cast. You don't feel alone, because then you think, great, you know, I'm not alone in the world.
I can see there's a big market for that.
There is.
So
we've been facetious, aren't we?
We are, but so...
Thank you. I'm still...
You said it's in this... This is... Actually, Mike, this is the collectibles section.
Well, yeah, but if you look down there...
Ghost Magazine!
It's Ghost Magazine.
Right, Paranormal.
It's Paranormal.
40 in Times.
40 in Times and 30 in Times. No, 50 in Times.
Murder Most Foul. Is that where they kill chickens?
Are we going to say that? Yeah. It's got a good ending. Forget it. That was
worse.
Well, actually,
this is probably a good sign. It means that within one day of being on sale in Smith's, it's sold out.
Well,
all one copy of it has flooded out the store.
Well, I know when I got in touch, I've reserved some more copies at the one in the centre of the city.
Right.
Because that's where I picked a couple up yesterday.
You've got a copy?
Behold, in my little mitts.
Shall we go and get a coffee and then we'll have a look through it?
Great idea. Let's find somewhere nice to sit.
Well, I've saved myself a fiver, but I am going to buy a copy in case the editor's listening.
Well, I think what's a great thing about it is that when you look at all... And this is nowhere being...
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
It's a Vera Lynn special.
Oh, what issue?
Yorkshire's Nostalgic Magazine, Vera Lynn exclusive.
Now, is that the one you're in?
Am I in that one?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm not that old. Page. No, that's not me.
Joking aside, I'm being quite serious. She was a very attractive woman when she was young.
Really?
If you look at that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really
now
was.
She's in her 90s.
Well,
the Scots magazine.
Hmm.
There's some great magazines here, but not the one we want.
No. But, nonetheless, I've managed to track one down at the other Smiths.
Brilliant.
And I did actually phone this branch this afternoon,
yeah.
And they said they should have it in, but if it hasn't landed here today, it would be definitely in the morning.
Brilliant.
So we know
I
it's
might,
on the
I
right
might
track.
Nip by tomorrow.
But it definitely would be, so yeah. There's no problem there.
Great.
So, yeah, and it was really nice, to see, the one in town,
yeah.
It was really, really nice to see them all stacked up, you know.
Really? So,
yeah. I think what the great thing I like about it is, quite seriously, and this is no way am I saying this in a down way on other similar magazines, and that is simply because there isn't a similar magazine.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of other magazines that cover the subject, but are like hyper-serious.
Yes.
What I love about this is that it doesn't just do that. What it tends to do is it covers it with a lot of humour, a lot of entertainment.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's why Two Men and a Ghost fit in. Are we really going to try and travel down this escalator like this?
What would be a great audio experience is if we trip over the escalator. And
making it. That's true. But I think, as I say, the great thing about Wanted magazine, and maybe I'm overselling it, but I don't think I can, is that it's very unique. And it deserves success. So good on you, Paul, and all power to your powerful elbow.
It doesn't take itself too seriously, because they have reviews of Rent-A-Ghost and Scooby-Doo.
By the way, are we going to the Oasis, or there's a place back up there?
Where do you reckon?
Shall
we go to the Costa Coffee?
What's that?
That one over there.
Okay.
We'll go to the Costa Coffee.
We can go to Costa Coffee.
That's a bit of product placement, by the way, because we're hoping they'll sponsor our podcast.
Good idea. There's other places like Costa Packet.
Yeah, Costa Fortune.
Well, what about Costa Tea?
Yes.
I'm running out of ideas.
I know. This is called improvisation.
I know, I'm not very, very good at it as well.
It's also called rubbish.
Right. Shall we get a drink here then?
We'll get a drink.
Cool.
Well, since I didn't buy the magazine, can I get you something?
Who said I did? The police are after me right now.
You nicked it.
Absolutely. No, that's a joke. Is that bit?
I'm going to have. I'm going to be healthy and have some juice. I think.
Actually, these are good. Kiwis and lime. Seriously, strawberries and banana. Yeah.
That's the innocent smoothie.
Yes. Mangoes and passion fruits.
Oh. I'm going to have still lemonade with Sicilian lemons.
Right. I've got here unpicked pressed apple juice.
Brilliant.
Sounds good. No, seriously, I'm going to go for strawberries and bananas. Come on.
Wow. Here we go. This is live on the spot buying things from Costa Coffee. Hi there.
Hello there.
Do you want anything to eat?
No, I'm cool. What about you?
Can we just have these two juices, please?
Yeah. So, I've got some. I'll break this.
Oh, all right. This is exclusive in podcast. Mike is spending money.
It's actually Monopoly money. I drew this face. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I drew that actually today. It looks like the Queen.
It's one-sided.
It's Betty Rubble, actually.
It's
Betty Rubble.
You think she'd like to be a candy floss? Thank you very much.
Thank you ever so much.
Do you want a glass of ice?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Actually, that'd be nice.
I'll just have a glass. No ice, please.
Yeah. On the rocks.
I always kind of find when you put ice in a drink that, one, it never melts, and by the time it is getting small enough take that last drink, you choke.
No, I was just thinking, when we run out of things to say in about 2 minutes, we can crunch, we can crunch ice cubes.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Oh, bless you. That's
cheers.
Great.
We're going to retire to a seat.
How about over there? So
let's do it. Let's go for it. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Right. Well, this is cool.
Now, you've got the magazine.
I've got the magazine, sir.
Right, I'm gonna take my coat off.
And also,
This is really good, because we're in between Argos and Poundland.
We haven't actually said where we are, actually. We haven't said exactly where we are, though, have we?
Well,
I just suddenly realised that.
Did I say we're at Meadowhall Shopping Centre?
You have now.
Ah.
Brilliant.
Right, could you rewind the podcast, and the first 5 minutes, I'll guess where we are.
Right. What we've actually been doing for you, this is called, a prequel. This is a prequel, you see. So what we've done is we've shot the middle bit first, and now we're going back to the beginning. So, welcome to Two Men and a Ghost. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you enjoyed our recent podcast. We have made them. Making them, rather.
You know, when I get round to editing this tomorrow, I'll be thinking, can't be bothered. Let's just put it out the way it is.
Right. Now, let's first of all get the ball rolling. Let's talk about what people are really wanting us to talk about and the reason why we're here. And the reason why we're here is to discuss ghosts.
You haven't got any ice. Is that...
That's a miracle. There were some. No, right. Seriously. I'm not over keen about putting ice in drinks. Because,
right.
I don't know, I just don't enjoy it for some reason.
Right, okay. I love it.
What amazes me about this place, apart from, I think as I once said before on a video, that there's about 280 stores in this place.
Yeah.
Ample parking.
Yeah.
But getting to the point regarding the subject of ghosts, so often we think that ghosts really exist in very spooky places, dark lanes, castles, abbeys, this type of thing.
Yeah. Cemeteries and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But doing my little bit of research...
Fairgrounds at night.
Fairground attractions.
Warehouses.
Warehouse. sorry. I did a little bit of research, and that is, over by a part of Meadowhall that's called House of Fraser, they're linking that section to all the other parts.
Mm.
It's quite a maze, you see, this place, and that is, what the public don't see is when you go through certain doors, they're like these service tunnels.
Right.
Now, there's some service tunnels that are facing somewhere next to, I should say, next to the House of Fraser store.
Right.
Now, going back a while ago, not only one person, but two people both complained, and they said, look, we're finding it very unnerving, because when we're in that section,
yeah,
we actually can hear... I mean, okay, you're going to say, just a minute, you're in a shopping mall, because you can hear people moving around, but I assure you, when you go through the service tunnels, I've been down these service tunnels some years ago. I used to come here and work every Sunday afternoon for about 13 months.
Well, the hip bit of history, you were in right at the beginning of Meadowhall, weren't you?
I was. In those days, I was asked to come here each weekend to do caricatures, but I renamed them. Instead of calling them caricatures, I called them personalised cartoons, because I used to have to do them in something like 60 seconds. And so in an afternoon, I might do something like 100.
So you were like Rolf Harris.
Now, I'll tell you another true story that is linked to Rolf Harris, shall I? And this is the truth. I kid thee not, true believer. What happened was that... What happened was this. They were having this Australian theme.
Right.
Now...
This was at Meadowhall?
Indeed.
Right.
Now, the guy in those days who was in charge of the entertainment section, he turned to me and he said, look, we're having an Australian theme, and what we want you to do is dress as Rolf Harris. And what we want you to do is wear a false beard, etc., etc. Now, there was a problem there straight away, because, you see, in those days... I actually had a full beard.
Right.
And I said to him, look, I don't want to point out the obvious, but I've actually got a beard. And he looked at me and said, yes, but it isn't the sort of beard I want. I want this beard. And he held up this beard that looks like, if you've ever seen the movie, what's it called? Life of Brian, where there's the scene...
Oh, the stoning of...
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You see all the ladies having to put these big false beards.
Are there any women here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what they did to me. They gave me this false beard to put on, which looked rather stupid on top of my beard.
Mm.
But then I tried to improvise and make it all more interesting. Mm. So I said, look, can I add a few interesting things for my sake? And they said, yeah, anything you like, just keep the beard. So I said, all right. So what I did was I brought along with me my rubber chicken, and my partner, Sarah, she painstakingly went and she made a little corked hat for my rubber chicken. And the corks were actually made out of matchsticks that we cut down. And they were hung off the hat, looking like corks. And then what happened was that I would go around with a fake Aussie accent, feeling a right idiot.
Can you do it now? Demonstrate it there.
Oh, my goodness me. I really can't, you know. Oh, fair do's, fair dinkins, me old...
Yeah, put some shrimps on the barbie.
Oh, put some shrimps on the barbie, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What I do is I would have to go up to people and frighten them, and I would have... how scary it looked, a guy walking up to you who's got a beard, and he's got a false beard on top, and he's got a rubber chicken.
Rubber chicken.
And it's got a little corked head, and he's saying, hello, mate. Right, I want to introduce you to Bruce the Bonzer Chicken. And, you know, this is really called prostituting yourself.
How much did he get paid?
Not enough.
Not enough.
To wear two beards.
Yeah.
I can hand on heart say, though, I did once in my life wear two beards. I can hand on my heart say once for 3 days, whilst growing a beard, I once dressed as a nun. How did I get onto this?
This is bizarre. So you want to be a candy floss, you've got a rubber chicken and you dress as a nun.
No, I once did. I had a craft shop in Baildon Village, and what happened was, it was Christmas time, and everyone in the craft centre who had other craft shops said, we're all going to get dressed up. And I was looking for something easy, so I was going to take the obvious by getting dressed as a vicar. Unfortunately, the guy who did the stained glass, lovely guy to get on with, he got the vicar suit, and there was only one suit left. And yes, it was the nun's outfit.
The nun.
I took it, and for 3 days, I was a nun. And I deliberately didn't shave to add to the effect. And it was really strange because I remember at one point, and it's very hard to walk up and down steep stairs when you've got all that gear on.
Yeah.
Because guys, we're not used to wearing dresses except at the weekend special occasions. But I was walking up and down and muttering to myself certain obscenities because I was falling all the time. And I always remember a little old man stood at the top, and he stood back because he saw this nun walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
And then I looked up at him, and he saw that I had like 3 or 4 days without shaved. And he just, his eyes popped out, and I went, sorry, mate. And, well, I don't know if I've affected his faith now in nuns, but sorry about that.
So it was nothing like Julie Andrews?
No, I looked more like Eamon Andrews. Right, so what happened was that these people who go along the service tunnel...
Oh, sorry, so we're not going back to Rolf Harris, we're going back...
No, mate.
We're going back to the House of Fraser now.
Oh, no, mate. House of Fraser, mate.
Right.
Oh, my real bonza place.
Via facial growth, we're now going back to the House of Fraser.
So what happened was that sometimes people would see shadows, or sometimes people...
What, Hank Marvin?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They could play Apache. Now, that is a good link. I'll tell you why. Because certain people... I can't believe I'm doing this. Some people also...
Don't worry, I might edit this out.
Certain people also believed... Now, I don't agree with this theory. I think it's not very viable.
Right.
That Meadowhall was actually built on an Indian burial site. Now, how do you work that
one out? Speaking of Hank Marvin.
And when he played Apache.
Oh, Apache.
You see the link?
Right.
Isn't that... Now, that is really good.
They also did. Didn't they do Ghost Riders in the Sky?
They did.
Yeah.
And the FBI. Which always reminds me when police are always after us.
Brilliant,
know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I also know of a situation where there is a lady who is a medium. Andrew is just choking. It's okay.
It's the Sicilian lemons.
she is a medium, this lady, who apparently will not come to this place anymore.
Really?
The reason is, quite seriously, the reason she will not come back here is because it's not that she dislikes the place. I mean, it's a very nice place, and I would certainly back that up. But the reason is...
It's just so we don't get sued, isn't it?
That's why I've said it, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the reason is because every time she came here... It's going to sound a bit odd,
this is the medium rare.
Absolutely. Every time she came here, she was approached, and I'm quoting her, not me, she was approached by people who were dead, and they would...
No, those are just the ones at the popcorn stand.
But she couldn't take it anymore, the pressure,
right.
And so she stopped coming here. I mean, I find it very sad that somebody who was a medium didn't find what they wanted. There's a lot of good shops that cover for all sizes.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's a medium, but she didn't like meeting dead people.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Well, I suppose so.
I'm a lumberjack and I don't like trees.
But
I'm a deep sea diver and I don't like water.
But a lot of people, as I say, about the storage or the service tunnels, there's one particular area that they do speak of. Now, I don't know what this site is built on. I'm guessing because of the area we're in of Sheffield... that it is the section that obviously had old steel mills. Whether or not during that period there were incidents that might have happened that we don't know of, or whether perhaps long before then there were other things that have been disturbed, again, we don't know. I'm a great believer in one sense that if you disturb an area, you don't really know what the repercussions are going to bring.
Well, that's like the film Poltergeist, isn't it? Where they built a housing estate on an old graveyard or something?
That's right. Now, they did actually say in the movie that that was actually an Indian burial ground.
Oh, I got it wrong, yeah.
No. But, no, you were right. But what I can't equate, and my apologies to whoever wanted to spread that idea, was how I could buy the story in America that you had an Indian burial ground that was sacred and had been disturbed. I can't buy that theory in South Yorkshire because I don't believe that the Chippewa or the Sioux tribe, the Crow or the Blackfoot ever came this far.
Right. The Whippet tribe?
Or there were the
tribe... The Black Pudding tribe?
There were the tribe that was always lost.
Right.
They were known as Werdiakawi. Everyone a gem.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone a gem.
Ba-ching.
Ba-ding. Right. Now then.
Can we... I want to see...
The magazine.
I want to see.
Yeah, let's do this. Right.
Forget talking about ghosts. I want to see our four-page spread.
It's very good.
The first of many.
Allow me to open it, sir.
So
right.
This is the Halloween edition.
It's very
so this
good.
Is going to be on sale in Smith's for the next few weeks.
It is indeed. I think it's around 60... Ah, here we are. 61. Page 61. Blatant evidence.
Wow. So this is the account of when we went to... we're not going to name it, but we went to some woods in Sheffield, didn't we?
We did. It was a very interesting time.
In fact, that picture's not the woods, but it does look uncannily.
No, it's trees. It's got trees, though.
It's got trees there, so it must be woods.
I would concur that those are woods, because they've got trees in it.
Right. Because I can't see the woods for the woods.
But looking at them, I don't know if they look like the trees we kept walking into.
Actually, that one's got slightly more branches.
Oh. Well... Yeah, but the reason is, Maybe it's just branching off into something. Everyone a gem. Now, what I was really thrilled about this...
This is great. And you've got your cartoons here as well. That's brilliant. Oh, there's a cartoon from Two Men and a Ghost Mansions.
Yes, we've got... Yes, one day we're going to have to get people more involved in the mansions because they're quite big. Yeah. And the fact of life is we haven't actually seen all the rooms in the place yet. We actually do genuinely have... we converted the cellar and basement area into a large car park, so we've got the Ghostmobile down there.
I was going to say, when we slide down some poles and then have to go to the hospital.
Yes, well, the problem is, I told you to get the stairs, but I've always discovered that if you... No, I'm not going to go down there because I'm realising where I'm going and I've suddenly stopped.
It's all right, there's already 10 things I have to edit out before this gets uploaded.
I was really proud, and this is where, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to now totally embarrass my good friend here, and that is, when I read this, I thought, wow, this is fantastic material, some of the best you can read, but it is produced by one of the best humour writers you can imagine.
Well, thank you, but it's all true. No, it's
you.
All true.
It is.
You can have the rest of my Sicilian lemons. And you've got your stunning artwork, and then Paul, who edits the magazine, he's laid it out so well. This is
yes.
a great magazine.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it treats it seriously, but it's also fun.
Yes. I think what I was impressed about was that it doesn't matter if you're into paranormal stuff or not. It's not for that basis. What I think I enjoyed about it was that you could glean a lot from it. You know, it's very entertaining, very enjoyable. And again, I say, forgive me if I'm overselling this. It's not just the fact that Two Men and a Ghost are in it. It's the fact that there's a lot of good contributors are in this with some fantastic articles. And I can't say more than that, really.
Yeah. So, do we get a commission if we sell loads of copies?
Well, I'm just before Meadowall closes tonight. I've got a bag full of them, and I'm going to be standing outside.
Really?
I've brought my famous
big
hat.
Issue.
Yeah, and well, I've got a box full of tissues. I'm going to be showing big tissue. That's another bit for editing, right?
we'll probably finish in a few minutes, but.
Could I?
Go ahead.
No. Yeah. I was going to say, actually, on a personal note, and I was really excited by this. They talk about a movie that's been produced.
Yeah,
The Stone.
The Stone. Yeah,
it looks really good. I was.
Is it about Mick Jagger?
No, they just find a stone.
Right.
And they pebble dash.
Really? That's the film?
That was the original film title, was Pebble Dash.
Pebble Dash.
But they just wanted to bring it to one single thing, and they said, let's call it The Stone.
Great.
There we are, we solved that one.
I can't wait.
No, seriously, they're filming it at Annesley Hall in Nottinghamshire.
Right.
It's a wonderful place. I'm so thrilled somebody's doing something like that at that place, because it genuinely is a lovely, lovely building. But, I mean, you've got great history there, right from a time when the Lord Byron actually stayed there. But the reason, on a personal note, that I'm thrilled about it is that my great-grandmother actually, as a girl, worked there in service. And I actually been there. We went on two occasions to look around. Obviously, it's a lot of it are ruins now, but it is a fantastic place.
So you've got a connection there.
Indeed. But I think what I love about the place, that they're also speaking of, whilst they've been making the movie, that there's been various kind of paranormal events that have actually taken place, which I'm not overly surprised, because Annesley Hall has had a bit of a history for this sort of thing for many, many years. I don't know if I ever told you this. I've still got my great-grandmother's glasses.
Really?
Yeah, the little ones.
Was she wearing them at the time when you...
I don't know. I don't even know if she knows that I've got them.
Right.
She's going to be really angry with me. but they're the type where, you know, they would wear them just hanging on the end of their nose, those type of things. There's a particular name for them.
Pince-nez, is it?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those as well.
Yeah.
But I've got those, and they're really in brilliant condition.
Great.
And maybe I'll wear them one day.
You should.
Maybe I can dress up like Norman Bates did, and
Mother?
I could dress up like great grandmother, you know. No, but it's a beautiful place, so I'm really hoping that that film goes well, because, you know, it must be a fantastic thing something there.
And if you want to know more, or maybe become an extra, there's more details in the magazine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'll come clean, because Meadowhall's quite significant, because I've never, ever, ever, ever had a ghost experience, and I wasn't massively interested, but we were friends. And it was in Meadowhall when we met up for a coffee.
It was indeed.
About a year and a half ago, you said, I fancy starting ghost hunting. Do you want to come with me? And
like a fool, you said, why not?
I said yes. So I'm probably the sceptical one. You talk about all these stories, and I've never experienced... I've never met this ghost of Fraser, or whatever he was called, or the House of Fraser. and this stuff in manors and stuff, but we still have a good time, don't we?
We still have. I think what makes Two Men and a Ghost unique is we have this kind of nice balance in that, for myself, I can say that there have been occasions in my life where I've encountered something that I cannot explain. I've not looked for answers because I didn't believe there were any answers, but there were things that I couldn't explain. And this comes right from being childhood. I remember the very house I was born in and grew up in for the first 11 years of life. That were various things like that. So I suppose that kind of encouraged me to get involved with this.
Yeah,
and plus,
yeah.
It's certainly different from the day job.
Well, it's better than wandering around the streets of Sheffield on a Friday night. It's
absolutely.
You take your life into your own hands.
Well, I think the great thing about this as well is that once you start to talk to people, you find out a lot of people have their own story. People do have a story of saying, yes, I once experienced whatever, but I'm too maybe embarrassed, too nervous to actually share the experience. But because they accept Two Men and a Ghost, just a couple of guys who we're just enjoying ourselves, but at the same time we're trying to maybe look for an answer. Maybe there isn't an answer.
Well, I try to be open-minded, but I'm the sort of person, if someone says they see something, I always... try and think of another explanation.
Well, I do agree with you. I suppose I go on the base. Oh, I hope she's found in. I hope, you know, that I can be as open-minded as possible. Because as I say, I'm always convinced that if people turn to you and say, look, I've had this on my mind, I saw something years ago. Maybe for that person, it's taken a lot of courage to just come straight out with it. And I've always had the fear that if I turn round and in some way knock them down about it, that they might close up, you know.
So like people who say they've seen UFOs are ashamed to admit it.
Exactly. You know, I think it's good that people can be open about, you know, whatever they've experienced. But I think the great thing about Two Men and a Ghost is we inject a lot of humour into what we do. A lot of cartoons, a lot of fun, and obviously hope that people do enjoy them.
I think the guy behind us who runs Costa Coffee started vacuuming around us. You think we've done anything?
Well, I don't want to say anything, but actually, I read about 3 days ago that the guy died.
So that's a ghost Hoover?
Yeah, don't put your hand forward.
I'm trying not to look at it.
No, it'll go through him. But what we can do, look, if he starts to go something like shush and tells us to be quiet, my advice, rush him.
He's a Russian.
No. No, what we do is we turn around and we rush forward towards him.
Yeah.
Just like they did in the movie Ghostbusters.
Right.
And then we run out the door screaming, shouting, we'll be back.
And that'll do the job?
Every time.
Do you think we'll get some publicity?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
The Sheffield Telegraph, here we come.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we should actually be getting an article soon, I hope, in the Sheffield Star.
Great paper.
Fantastic
Seriously,
paper.
Seriously, I enjoy reading it.
It is a good read, and they've always been highly supportive of us. Hold on, I'll get off my knees now and sit on this chair again. But no, genuinely, they've always been very supportive, so brilliant stuff.
Well, I wanted to finish by crushing my ice cubes, but they've melted. So
I don't know how to take
them. It looks like Meadowhall is closing all around us. Yeah. Lights are turning off, and even Poundland is closed. So.
This is a... Well, I'm going to go in Poundland only when there's a sale.
What, that, down to 90p?
Yeah, no, I want a half-price sale.
10% off.
You know the way to upset them? Go inside, pick something up and say, how much?
Right.
And say, pound. What about that? Pound. How much is that? Pound. And just see how far you can get it. We could have a new thing called How Much Man.
How Much Man?
Yeah. How much? See how long you can keep it going. It's a bit like Banzai.
Yeah.
And instead, you know...
Or Dom Jolly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what we can do is, I suggest we go in there and we just pick up one item, doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's not a member of staff, and we say, how much? And say, a pound. And we pick up another one. How much? A pound. And we see how far we get.
Before we get arrested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sounds a plan.
Actually, that would make a great podcast, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be brilliant, actually.
In fact, we've already done it, but that's one of the bits I edited out.
I agree. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know the ghostly guy who's hoovering?
Yeah, he's getting closer, isn't he?
Oh, God. Yeah, he is. It's getting scary, you know. The thing is, I know people, you're listening on a podcast, but genuinely, you can see through him. I'm not joking. I can see there's some people on the other side having a cup of coffee, and I can see them through him, and I don't know what to do about this.
You know, he could do some real damage with that Dyson.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the nozzle that scares me.
I was going to say, it's just...
Yeah, don't drop any change.
I won't.
Yeah, it's getting really worrying.
We might end up in accident and emergency.
Wow. I feel like I've been attacked by the Nunu.
So on that note, Teletubbies everywhere.
Yeah, but can I just say this? It's a weird podcast, this.
I've been trying to wind down for 5 minutes.
You started off at the beginning wanting me to become Candy Floss.
Yeah.
And at the end of it all, you're telling me with great glee that your ice cubes are melting. There's some hidden message in all this.
It's part of the joy of this wonderful world of podcasting.
It is indeed. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I hope you've been educated about the paranormal realm.
Yes.
If you want to know more...
Yes.
We're at twomenandaghost.blogspot.com. We're at twomenandaghost.podomatic.com. We're at YouTube something or other /the2mg. And we're in Haunted Magazine at Smith's.
And sometimes we're also in a prison cell.
No, that's the next one.
Oh, is that the next one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a reprieve.
Which we're recording later tonight.
Fantastic.
There you go. One night in the cells for attacking a Costa coffee.
Absolutely. And trying to get as many things for a pound.
So, on that note, do remember that coffee lovers prefer Costa. Registered trademark. Do you think we'll get a discount now?
Quite possibly. It was a nice bloke, actually. I met him on Corfu.
Did you?
I did, genuinely, Costa.
Oh.
I'm going now.
No, never mind. Well, mine's a cappuccino.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye. Special thanks to Spike Nesmith for scary voice and sound effects at the beginning of this podcast. Thanks to Ever Desireless for their atmospheric music called Assembly Line Romance. Thank you for listening. Thanks to The Lizard. And we hope to join you soon for the next eventful podcast of Two Men and a Ghost.